Man, talk about irony. There's been enough irony in the air lately here in Wichita that they should be running crawls across the bottom of our TV screens. Warning, heavy irony in Wichita area atmosphere. Please wear protective headgear, especially when in the vicinity of the Wichita City Hall. By now, everyone knows about the Wichita City Council's recent approval of $350,000 to have an abstract sculpture by renowned New York artist Albert Paley erected at Waterwalk. 38-foot-tall piece is supposed to be a tribute to, among other things, Wichita's aviation heritage. Yeah, that's what they said, our aviation heritage. This comes less than a year after our Kansas Aviation Museum asked the city for financial help with their desperately needed capital improvement project. The city turned them down. The cost of the museum's project, $350,000. The exact amount which the city council is willing to spend on the sculpture, which is a tribute to our aviation heritage. That, my friends, is what you call irony. Why is the council more interested in symbolism than substance? This sculpture is a symbol of our aviation heritage. The Kansas Aviation Museum is a substantial upholder and steward of that heritage. Our city's tepid support of this important institution is, as a recent letter writer to the Wichita Eagle pointed out, embarrassing. The Kansas Aviation Museum cannot even afford to heat and cool most of its building, and our city leaders are paying $350,000 for a sculptural tribute to our aviation heritage? Breathtakingly ironic. They should just embrace its irony and erect a giant iron butterfly. Or better yet, a lead zeppelin. Or no, I've got it. How about a lead balloon? For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.